Good afternoon, everybody. This is Michael Marsalek. I'm in our Missoula studios today with pianist Philip Auberg. He'll be performing as the first musician as part of the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. The concert is Sunday afternoon, June 26th. Also performing this year will be the Muir String Quartet, members of the Muir. That concert date this year is July 17th. Jenny Fleming is on the bill for a concert July 24th. Some young Montana musicians, a special spotlight concert. That one will be held August 7th, and then August 21st, the concert series will wrap up with the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Philip Auberg, great to have you back in our studios.
Thanks, Michael. It's so good to be here.
Well, you are here west of the Divide, actually working on a fascinating project. Maybe I'll just ask you about that first.
Yeah, west of the Divide. I'm working on a project called Heart of the Great Divide, and it's a commemorative musical piece about the 1917 speculator mine fire in Butte. 163 to 168 miners were killed. It was the biggest mine disaster in the United States. And that era was a particularly poignant and watershed era in American
what
history.
What year was that?
1917. We're doing the piece in 2017, the 100th anniversary of it. So we're doing a preview of this in Butte at the Mountain View Concert Hall.
Great.
Yeah. John Dykers, who played Nixon in Nixon in China by John Adams, is heading this thing. He was a Butte native and decided he wanted to do something for his hometown. And his wife, Missy Weaver, who's an opera producer and theater producer, and Gary Funk, of course, of the University of Montana, mm-hmm. Angela Bilodeau, Kurt Oles. So far, these are our crew. We're probably going to wind up with 12 singers.
Wow. Sounds like a fascinating project.
It's really fun. And we've been doing research for months and months, you know, mm-hmm. and writing this music.
Well, it is something that you've made up, I would say, a hallmark of your career as a keyboard player, as a pianist, you've performed with lots of different people, mm-hmm. but you've also created opportunities for really unique collaborations, whether that be new jazz within the last couple of years, of course, playing on and producing other albums. Talk a little bit about just what it's like for you. I think I always think of you as someone who just loves music, and it happens to be, you know, you're sitting at the keyboard a lot.
Yeah, I have told people that I think, and actually John Dykers came to this same conclusion growing up in Butte, because his tastes are very wide. And for me growing up in Chester, it was a great experience. Nobody was telling me that this one kind of music is the best or that you shouldn't play this kind of music. So consequently, I just could look at everything and hear everything and say, I like all of this stuff. And that's pretty much the way my career has been. You know, I played with rock and rollers and I played jazz and I played, with Mike Reynolds on this series, mm-hmm. who's played a lot on this series, Angela Ahn. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great life, really. And being here in Montana has opened up a lot of collaborations I was completely unaware of. You know, doing the thing with Jack Walrath and with the late Kelly Roberti and doing this thing. Mike Reynolds called me up one day and says, do you want to do this Beethoven thing? And I said, what Beethoven thing is that? And he said, cello sonatas. And I said, oh, which ones? And he said, all of them. So we did all of them. We played all of them at the Museum of the Rockies, and we played those in Red Lodge, and we played them in Chester. We played them all over the place in one night.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You've also are certainly well-known, some of your solo recordings for piano, and just this desire that you seem to have to capture landscape.
Yeah. Your biggest influences are your childhood and your teachers. And my childhood is in Montana, and I still get my inspiration here. I just got off the Smith River a week in that surprise spring snowstorm. I'm not sure I was thinking about music at that time. I was thinking about surviving, really. You know? But there'll be something that comes out of that, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Lots of inspiration in daily life to make music.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you'll be performing at St. Timothy's, the wonderful venue up there at 7,000 feet, a little intimate opportunity to play some solo piano. I don't imagine you have a repertoire picked, but talk about what it's like when you get a chance to sit down, smaller audience, and really just play piano.
I may be assuming something about this audience, but they have been doing chamber music concerts and classical concerts. So this gives me a chance to do my own pieces, but also to do some arrangements of things. I did a record called Three-Part Invention with Eugene Friesen and Tracy Silverman, and that was jazz arrangements of Bach pieces. So I'm going to play a couple of those things. I'll probably play some Bach, And I'll probably play some other classical pieces that are maybe influenced by jazz, possibly influenced by roots music, and play a bunch of my own music.
So if people are interested in keeping up with you, Sweetgrass Music, for
That's
all things
the
on the web, and
yeah.
and you've got a mailing list and
a
way for people to get a hold of that. If you'd like more information about St. Timothy's, the number is 888-407-4071 or online at sttimothysmusic.org. That's sttimothys.org. I've been talking with Philip Auberg today, pianist and composer. He'll be the first performer at the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. The concert is at 4 p.m. on Sunday, June 26th. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michael. Great to talk with you, as always.